Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio. Can you hear the children sing?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Chapter 2 of Northern Bounty, a D&D's for Nerds side quest adventure. Previously, all three of you are bounty hunters chasing a rather lucrative bounty.
My name is the Errol. I am a half-elf barbarian. I cannot read or write.
My name is Chet Faker.
Like the musician.
Like the musician.
Like the singer-songwriter, Chet Faker. Yes.
He looked me right in the eyes just then, Jackson. As if to say, yes, Adam, fuck you.
I will be playing the character of Trissa Brino, a little gnome fighter. I'm a solid 3 foot, which is not that much shorter than Ali's actual height.
Build a box, put him in a box.
Then kick it in the river.
And take him home.
No.
Additionally, two other tall humanoid figures, and they're armed to the teeth. They look ready for a fight. The wolf stalks around, Trissa, to your side, opens its mouth, and then a burst of cold air buffets you. Then you take some points of fire damage, presumably, as Ikvar leaps to his feet.
At the very least, now you'll be warm.
Trissa, your bounty Ikvar hurls a magical ball of fire at you. It soars straight past you.
Yes!
Ikvar, his hands shaking so much from how cold he is unable to aim a proper blow.
Gotcha, good. Ikvar.
Okay, I'd like to maybe defend myself, because the shield's doing shit now.
Yeah, the shield's doing good.
Can I attack the wolf?
The wolf? Yep.
With my, not that it has a sword to catch, but give it a red hot shot.
Your gnomish sword catcher.
Yes.
You shift a little to your right so you can actually swing and hit the wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Then you swing your sword catcher.
Is it a swinging motion or is it more of a stabby motion?
Stabbing and swinging. You can
all
do
right.
either.
All right.
Good.
Trident. Yeah. Well, because that's how I picture it in my head.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Do
face.
I only have one?
Ooh.
Yeah, but it's big. The middle bit is like a sword.
Yeah, I know. But you know how, like, the
you
Ninja
have one.
Turtle and Electro Man got two?
Because you got, like, the shield in one hand and this in the other.
Yeah.
That's a bad look.
You slash. But as you're slashing, you're like, ooh, maybe I should stab. And that moment of indecision exposes your wrist.
Uh-oh.
The Winter Wolf snaps at you. But you're able to snatch your arm back at the last second.
Ooh, thank goodness.
And instead of turning your attack against you, the Winter Wolf just keeps bearing down on you.
Scary.
Then it is Daryl's turn.
The Arrow.
The
Arrow. What if?
The Arrow is going to get in a rage,
uh-huh.
get his hellbred,
uh-huh.
and stab at that fucking wolf cunt.
Okay, I can't wait by the end of this adventure
he's
that
going
you pronounce
to,
it properly.
Yes? No.
Because first I heard Hellbird.
Hellbered.
And then
he's going
Hellbred.
To expose himself to like the world and be like, look how beautiful I am. And then stab that wolf and strike pose. Like this one.
Muscles showing.
That's a good pose.
A good
I'm
pose.
Sorry, listeners, you can't hear. What
it's
it
sad.
Is, he's standing, no, go back. He's sort of sitting on the side. He's got one fist up and then his forearm.
Think of holding the spear like this.
Oh, holding the spear. Yeah, yeah.
Think of like holding a spear in such a way that it somehow shows off both your biceps.
My biceps.
Yeah, yeah. But they're kind of like a little bit flabby because you're a...
No. Upper body real
upper
strong.
Oh.
Just belly big and overhanging.
What about your legs? You got swimmer's legs?
I think they've got to be strong as well.
Yeah.
I just want like Basically, like
muscly with a paunch.
Yeah, muscly with a paunch. Muscly with a paunch.
He's got that you know, paunch body going on.
Yeah,
that's good. That's powerful. Everyone wants
rippling, like, you know, just rippling muscles, like here coming poking out of that chainmail singlet.
The chainmail singlet.
Chainmail singlet looking good. Looking good. Oh, what's my hair like? Mullet.
Is that black?
Fucking.
Oh no, you had black hair.
You got messy black
you
hair.
You got white.
I'm a white orc.
Also look like a white walker then.
I look like that orc from The Hobbit 2.
You look, yeah.
But with one hand, not no hands.
Wait. Black hair. Black hair?
Yeah.
Black hair mullet. What a
I feel
rocking
like
a mullet.
It's going to be like really wiry and out there, kind of like Beetlejuice.
Good. Yes.
Like that's what you look like.
In many ways, I'm like Beetlejuice.
That's good.
But anyway. I want to say that I'm rocking that mullet.
Yeah.
Like it looks good.
I'm
I don't
proud
like
of you.
Adam's making some real frightening faces.
No, I just like a lot of blood. So originally my plan was for the Frostfolk to have the Winter Wolf as their pet, but I'm looking at the stats of a Winter Wolf and frankly they should be its pet.
Also, I wanted to use I should have said vicious attack. So rage and vicious attack, the 2d6 1d6 thing. Like really like this is my opening move.
You're going to make it count. Going to make it worth everyone's
while. I hope
while.
That's like your battle cry.
No, you fucked cunt.
You're fucked cunt.
Get him good. Then.
Sorry.
Oh, gee.
You stab forwards as brutally and as powerfully as you can with the halberd. The invisibility pops off you like
ding! Like back into existence.
Yeah, like the top
taking
off a
off
can
the,
or something
the
like
one
that.
Ring.
Yeah, exactly.
But you stab deep and you stab hard. The Winter Wolf yips in pain.
Yep.
And you feel the biting hand of your halberd take the blood out of you to add to its energy. You take 5 points of damage.
I like it.
But you deal a very vicious blow to the Winter Wolf.
Oh, nice. Thank God.
Then it is Chet's turn.
I would like to... So, Tash's Hideous Laughter. A spell I have that makes a character laugh for 5 rounds.
That's
can't
amazing.
Attack. Does that work on dogs?
It would, yeah.
All wolf right. Cackle.
I'll cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter on the wolf.
I like that you guys are focusing fire. First off, Tasha's Hideous Laughter, just letting you know, would be a good spell to incapacitate Ixvar so that you can capture him.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. They've got the wolf. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll go around the back and get him good. Do I need to touch him?
No,
I'm
you
invisible.
Don't.
Whatever.
No, you can do it at range. Cool. Actually, you don't become invisible.
Good ass. Oh, nice.
You cast
everyone
the spell, but because
Ixvar's
it's not an offensive
wrong.
Spell, you're fine.
You get him good. Got him good, that's what that means.
Unfortunately.
Hit a natty 20.
You cast the spell.
There we go.
And Ixvar, like, giggles a little bit and then looks to where you, like, you're invisible.
Crap, it didn't work.
You would have had to maybe move around a little bit. So do you want to go into the cave near where he is or stay sort of out of the cave?
I'll go near him, that's fine.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so you dodge in through the combat. Then it is their turn again. Mm-hmm. The Frostfolk continue to batter at Triss's shield. Ineffectively. Wait.
Oh, no, you can see you now.
No, ineffectively.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, you can see everyone but me.
Am I really dodgy?
Yeah.
You know,
dodgy ass.
I did it moving my head.
Like a.
Not like CD. I mean, like agile.
You can be both. It's fine.
Yes. CD agile.
The Winter Wolf turns around the arrow and snaps at you. Its bite.
Ugh.
Sinks its teeth sink deep into your arm.
Piece
and not
dog.
Only do you feel the pain of the bite, but you also feel a deathly cold radiating from where the bite is.
Piece of shit dog. Fuck you.
Tank.
Calling it a dog is funny for some reason. Bad dog.
Bad dog, get off.
No.
Get off. Get off me.
Down, boy. Down.
Dion. Dion. Respect the arrow. Respect the arrow.
8 points of damage from the bite. And 2 points of damage from the coal, so a total of 10.
I like the idea of you standing there and just being like, sit.
Sit.
Sit. But it's one of those dogs that's just standing, wagging its tail, like looking deep into your eyes, being like, you're asking me to do something.
Then I'm going
to... I'm not doing
that
it.
Dog, I'm just going to stare Ixvar at him. Stare at him.
Turns around roughly to where where Chet Faker is invisible. And he casts a spell over that area.
Get out of it.
With the sound of a pop. Your invisibility ends.
Fuck you.
You find yourself very close to Frostfolk.
I didn't... that's why...
Trissa, it's your turn.
Bullshit.
Yes. So who's attacking me? Everyone?
Just the Winter Wolf has turned to engage the Arl.
Rad.
But the
not
two Frost Folk are engaging
Could
you.
Can I attack one of them, please?
Around the side of your shield.
Yeah, that's what I'm like stab at their shins.
Shiv them real good.
Be like, it's going to be hard to do a marathon now, isn't it?
Wouldn't it be fun to have like a tower shield that you could just set on fire and just walk through?
Wait, Adam, is that a possibility?
Have you set,
I beg your pardon?
Like, setting a shield on fire and then just walking.
Like a magical fire shield.
Oh.
Like, depends how you're setting it on fire.
Not just coating it in gasoline, because that'll end poorly for us. Like, with a spell.
Yeah, there are spells that can do stuff like that.
That's cool.
You shift your tower shield just a fraction of a hair, thin enough that you can get your sword in. You stab once,
yes.
Quickly.
Yes.
You hear one of the first frost folk clutch at his side. Oh, not here, sorry. See, one of the frost folk...
Frost folk
clutch at his side in pain. Oh, wow. You dealt a pretty rough blow to him.
Yes.
Good eyes. Then Let's it see. Is...
then they
the arrow's turn.
On you.
Then
like,
I'm going to get the...
train the dog.
Halberd and be like, this a bad dog. Hit him again, but like power attack. Like, ooh.
Do you want to use as much power attack as you can?
How many can I use?
You can use up to 5 points.
Three.
3 points? Mm. Okay.
And well, vicious attack.
And vicious attack? Cool.
Lordy.
Lordy, lordy.
Bad dog?
Bad dog. Got him good.
None of this shit.
Feet?
None of this shit. Do not bite the arrow.
It's about respect.
It is about, well, look at in the eye and never back down. Don't blink, or it's because if you blink, he will think you are the beta. And is yeah, one thing that the arrow is not, the and the arrow is not a goddamn beta.
You skewer the Winter Wolf. Stab it completely through one of its sides as it tries to turn around to get a new angle at you.
Excellent.
The Winter Wolf starts spasming a little bit on your halberd. It's not dead, but it's very critically wounded.
Oh, sick.
Nice. You don't think it'd take a lot to finish it off.
Because cleave is just
a strong breeze could kill it.
So cleave is like you hit something and I can if I
if
kill
you
it,
kill
through,
it,
isn't it,
you get to keep going. Through. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I get that winter off next. It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be fun to just go into like a field of sheep. Just cleave until you can't cleave no more.
There's
and then they regenerate and you do it again.
That'd be a really there good are... way to be a butcher. You know what I mean?
There are other feats. You can only cleave once in a round, but with great cleave, you can cleave as many times as you physically can.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another feat that lets you take a 5 foot step every time you cleave. So some people are like, hey, if you had an army of level one fighters, just
you could
infinite
decimate
movement.
Them.
Yeah,
that's the best.
It's dumb.
Like, I need to get from there to there. All right, we need to recruit so many weak pieces of shit.
Exactly.
Or just walk there. What
no, 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 no. No, no, no,
this will
no.
be quicker.
No, we just want.
The plot will accelerate me.
Chet, it's your turn.
All right, I'd like to cast Hold Person on Ikva.
Ichiram.
Stand still.
Wait, stop.
Stop your moving. Oh, Jesus
Christ. Mid-casting another spell, Ikvar is held in place. Oh, you can see his eyes darting around in terror at what has happened.
Got
to him
good. And then I'd like to take as much movement as I can over to him.
Yeah, you can step over to him. You could probably even start tying him up this round.
I will. All right, that's enough of this.
You begin binding Ikva.
Mm-hmm.
Trissa?
Holy shit, hold on. Get his fingers.
No, that's what the manacles do.
Good,
they're
right.
For the fingers.
So I guess I'll probably... Oh, who's left? Am I still killing?
The two frost folk and the winter wolf.
I guess I'll just keep attacking the frost folk.
Damn right you will.
Because they keep attacking me.
Why not just push your tower shield
disarm
onto
them, mate.
Can I do... I don't think I'm strong enough. Not with 30 pounds.
You can disarm them.
That?
All right.
Can I do that?
Well,
when you say disarm, you mean cut off their hands?
No, because you've got
the...
Okay. So you've got the sword catcher, yeah?
Of course!
Like you're...
What's it like to be the just Lord Queen of the Doofuses? What's it like to reign supreme of in Doofus? Like, explain what this sword catcher does. And you're like, cool.
Adam said, we'll have to explain it twice, and we did.
And you're like, he's like, you're going to be the best at disarming. And I'm like, just disarm him. Oh, yeah!
And then when
we said disarm, you didn't even...
You're like, cut off their hands. Like, no.
I don't even... That's like if Adam was like, oh, I use a spell now. And I'm like, what would I spell, Adam? Dog? Like... Allie.
Oh, good.
Kathleen.
Being queen of the doofuses does have its like a queen of doofus is still a queen.
Yeah. Your reign may your reign be long.
Long live the queen of doofuses.
Yeah.
Adam, okay. Maybe could I just for shits and gigs try and disarm one of the guys, just in case you're wondering. Not by cutting off their hands, because that's a stupid idea.
Foolish.
Yeah, sure, you can.
Thank you.
What idiot would think to cut off their hands?
They got no clue. Ooh, red, please. It goes faster.
Orange it is.
Adam Gunawala, you sneaky dog.
Yeah, it didn't matter in the end.
Oh, by the way, we're at level 5, if anyone was wondering.
Oh, yeah. If you
no, don't pull back the curtain. Could be any level.
What's ECL?
Effective. Extra cool legs.
All right, I got 5 of those. Oh, Adam.
You got any Panadol?
Yeah.
Okay, so. Where the fuck were we?
What That's is ECL? Right.
Effective character level.
Thank you.
You wait for the moment when one of the frost folk swings down with his battle axe, mm-hmm. and at that exact moment, you completely disregard your defense, go completely offensive, stab upwards with your gnomish sword catcher. You catch the battle axe, twist, and then pull it away from his grasp.
All right.
That's good as.
You can add battle axe to your inventory if you want.
Oh, fucking will, mate. Instantly.
Mine.
Nick and Matt.
I like the idea of when you put the sword up, you have that little moment, you're like, is it going to wiggle? Wiggle 3 times, right? Stars, got a battle axe.
The Frostfolk look somewhat surprised at his sudden change of fortune.
Ali, can you make a character choice just to actually be that way, trying to collect enemy swords and weapons?
I had already made that decision. As soon as I was like, imagine super. That backpack. Yeah, battle axe. Will it evolve?
To a bottomless, what are they called?
What?
What's the backpack called when they get bigger or better?
Oh, like a bag of holding?
There you go, bag of holding.
You done?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You fucking done?
Will we ever be?
No. Daryl, it's your turn.
Okay then, right. I'd like to then get my halberd and then slash at that wolf. Again, using some pair attack and a vicious bite. And then try and get him and then get a frost folk as well.
Oh, I forgot. Last turn for the vicious attack, you took 2 points of damage.
It's all right.
Not even a stress, mate.
Nothing, mate.
Feel good.
It's not even a friend.
Not even. It's barely.
I think they cut a little bit of your mullet off. That's how small.
No. No, I need it. I'm like Simpson. Yeah, it is my strength.
You take 6 points of damage when your vicious halberd strikes the winter wolf.
Oh, I critted myself.
Could you fuck imagine?
But you kill the winter wolf.
Yes,
good. You cut its head off, and the arc of your halberd keeps going to the frost folk who still does have his battle axe,
mm-hmm.
and you hit him. Or do you?
Hang on, you try.
How many points did you do for power attack again?
Three.
Three.
The hills are alive. Ooh, no.
He shifts his shield around, and your halberd strikes his shield instead.
You good. You good, mate. Yeah? Next one, though.
He says something in a language you don't understand, but roughly translated, you imagine it to mean fuck you.
Oh. Sorry, I don't speak Frosties.
Actually, what do they speak?
Frosties.
The breakfast cereal, cornflakes with sugar.
They're great.
No, common. So you understand what they say. He speaks fuck you in common.
Like,
literally the only word you've heard them speak.
All right.
Then it is Chet's turn.
I just keep tying him up.
Yeah, you continue binding. Ikfa. It's their turn. Winterwolf's dead. One of them is disarmed. One of them has the battle axe. The one with the battle axe chooses to instead attack Daryl. He hits Daryl.
It keeps making me think he's saying the arrow.
I know.
You take 10 points of damage.
Oh, mate. You are all points in power attack.
Cleave him in brain.
The other frostfolk tries to make a run for it, and everyone whose name is not Chet gets a free attack.
Hey!
Well, fair.
Let's try and trip him up.
Yeah, good.
Between the two of you, you bring him down.
Good.
Both of you hit him roughly at the same time. You spill his guts, and He trails them for a couple steps,
oh, boy.
But then stops, falls to his knees, and falls forward.
That's I'd like to take his axe, Adam.
That's the disarmed one.
Oh, bugger.
Yeah. You already have his axe.
Then, Trissa, it's your turn. You can disarm the other one if you want.
Yes, I intend to.
Good. Skin that winter wolf.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, good. It's going to look good on you.
Thank you, man.
That's all right, man.
So, the Frostfolk attempts to make sort of a jutting forward attack, not using the battle axe's proper blade, but like the blunt head of it to slam into D'Arrel's chest. To try and wind him for an extra blow. As he does that, yes. He overextends his battle axe. You come in from the side, catch his battle axe, twist, turn, and with the same practiced motion, you just like flip it onto your backpack. Add another battle axe to your inventory.
What I really like about that is that you're low enough that you can get under there and just be like, whoop! I didn't even expect
twist
it
and a
happen.
Flick. The other frost folk looks down at his empty hand comedically. Then it is D'Arrel's turn.
See, mate, you're fucked. And then, Halberd everything. 5 points into a pair of tick.
Get him good.
Get him real good.
Golly.
Gee willikers.
Are you using vicious as well?
Oh, of course I am.
I like that vicious could just kill you.
Yeah. Like, hot tip, haven't really been paying attention to my health.
I'll let you know when you get low.
You can skin the winter wolf. Skin one of the frost folk.
You don't have a knife?
You cut the extended frost folk's arm, you cut his arm off, and then you stab into his head with the remaining energy in your bow.
Nice.
So, frost folk dead, winter wolf dead. Ikvar is being bound as we speak.
Bloody mission accomplished, gentlemen.
Who's king of the world? We are.
Your rage probably ends at some point.
Are these people, Ikvar, were they getting you? Like, we're getting you? Are you in trouble? Did we save you to then get you?
Ikvar doesn't say anything.
Ikvar, come on.
He looks kind of grumpy. He's mad.
Of course you're mad, Ikvar. You're chained up. You're tied up. What did you think?
Don't be a little bitch. Tell him answer.
Come on, Ikvar. Just come on.
I want to search while he's having that argument with Ikvar, just search the surrounds, see if he's got anything on him.
I like that it's an argument even though I'm the only one talking.
Yeah.
You get the basic equipment that the Frostfolk had. They have, what do they have? The battle axes have been taken.
Yes, they have.
Composite longbows, but you pull, actually as a barbarian, you might want to grab that composite longbow.
Sick.
Lucky boy.
Composite longbow. It's good for me.
Did anybody bring a box to put him in?
I've just got minicles.
Ah, gee.
Masterwork minicles here.
What have I got? I got masterwork manacles. Everybody put your manacles on.
The Frostfolk also had fur armor, but the fur armor is not. It's inferior. Well, everyone here has the best armor that is available to them. Yeah. You don't want their fur armor.
Might as well I chuck it on for the warmth.
No, you're pretty warm.
I'm toasty.
Well, yeah, you're doing fine already. It's cold, but the fur armor is probably going to hamper you more than anything else.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so I'll take the longbow, the composite one.
The composite longbow, yeah. Sick. So you get a little bit, not a lot. It's like a tiny little stat boost here.
Excellent.
But hey, it's a stat boost, so why not?
I'll break my longbow and throw it in the fire.
I will pilfer from the dead. I think I said as well, there is no fire. There was an attempt at a fire, but it was pitiful.
I will throw it in the attempt of fire and look around the room. Is anything else going on?
Ikvar looked like he was at his wit's end, maybe, for supplies. See a lot of empty packaging from where supplies were held, but you don't see any, you know.
Okay, boyo.
If everyone else uses their manacles as well,
yep.
Does that make it better or worse?
Sorry, what's this?
If everybody else uses their manacles,
You just want to like super
just manacle him up.
Well, he needs to be able to physically walk unless you want to carry him.
I'll carry him. I'm big. Point.
Actually, the barbarian could probably.
Yep, chuck him
under my arm.
All right. So.
Wait, I'd also like to wrap him in my net. Do I have a net? I don't have a net.
Add Ikvar to my inventory?
No.
Wrap him in a blanket.
You cannot
too.
Add another person to your inventory.
Basically, here's what we're doing. We manacle up his hands. Then we get a blanket, wrap it around him. Get our rope, silk, tie up the blanket around him like a sausage roll.
Then you get another manacle, tie up his feet.
Yep.
And then another manacle on his fingers, I guess.
Perfect.
I was going to catch you on the fingers.
Yeah. No, you had finger manacles. The special
that's
ones.
Good. We got them good. Over your shoulder.
Also, skin that winter wolf.
Do you want to be here for an hour?
I said, we got nowhere to go. We got him.
Yeah.
Skin away. Why not? We got a time limit? No.
You have the skin of a winter wolf.
Yes.
Nice.
Gross. Fur of, I should
a
say.
A skin of frost folk.
It's going to be kind of disgusting to keep in your backpack.
We can tan
because, it. Because, yeah, you can't tan it right now. There's a lot of blood.
That's all right. I'll put it, tie it in.
Do you have Ikvar's mouth bound?
No.
I don't know how. I could shove something.
You got plenty of cloth and
I
such.
I got cloth and stuff.
Just tear some shit out of the frost folk's cloth.
Oh, yeah, I'll chuck it in his mouth.
All right. He expresses displeasure at being so close to the first.
Oh.
Or has it like, what was it?
The first stinks.
Yes, it does. I put it back in his mouth. And off we walk.
What did he do?
What did he do?
What's the bounty?
The bounty notice specifically states 26 counts of murder. I don't know if you want to write this down.
I do.
26 counts of murder.
Murder. Yeah.
16 counts of theft high. Theft high means over a certain amount of gold. Mm-hmm. 100 counts of theft low.
Mm-hmm.
And one count of assassination.
Whoa.
You're a bad man. And this is why you have to be near the first.
What did you do? What happened? What did you do?
Are you unbinding him?
No, just his mouth.
Oh, yeah, that is what I meant. You ungag him.
Any kind of spell.
He makes an attempt at a spell.
Then smack him in the mouth. Smack him in the mouth.
Stick it back in.
We don't need to talk to her. Just put it back in his mouth.
Smack in the mouth. You've lost your talking privilege.
We are going to at least let you chat, but now...
None of this...
It's over.
Every now and then, on your walk back, you hear him muffled, trying to make an attempt at a spell, but nothing comes of it. And, Chet, you are very aware that in his current state, the likelihood of him getting a spell... Like, just let him try. The likelihood of him getting a spell off is so minuscule and minute that you might as well... That he might as well pray for one of the gods on high to come down and save him in person.
Radio. We'll take him out of the cave and head back to the nearest town, I guess.
So that's, like I said, about a day's travel from here.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Wait, do we have rations?
Yeah, we got rations for days.
Not a problem.
For 6 days, I think.
Yeah.
I've got them for 10, so I guess these guys are going to die in 6 days.
I think
days.
I gave you all the same.
No,
I'm going to live an extra 4.
On the way back, not even on the way back, actually, because you stopped to skin the winter wolf, mm-hmm. By the time you get started again, the snow has started to come down a bit heavier.
Okay.
You feel the chill a little bit harder now. It's not, unbearable or anything like that, but you do notice it a lot more, even through your heavy furs.
Mm-hmm. Rug up. Cold.
Get nice and warm.
Mm-hmm. Portland, everyone.
You can mark off a day's rations or something. And then after you do that, by the beginning of the next day, you arrive at town.
Okay. Town's got like 50 people in it. It's quite a little town.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the time you arrive at town as well, the snow is very heavy. You can only see maybe, I'd say like roughly 50 feet in front of you.
Can we find a tavern?
And how much health
there
did
is
I
definitely
heal?
A tavern here.
Yeah, let's go to the pub.
Did we
guys.
Heal up? Yeah. Heal.
Sorry?
BT-dubs, heal.
Oh, yes. You all would have healed.
I mean, I didn't take damage. But
I did. It took lots.
Did.
Oh, I was invisible for the most part.
Do you have any cure spells?
You got the magic stick.
No, the magic stick, like as in a spell.
Cure light wounds and cure moderate wounds.
Do you want to because again, you cure them before the day's end.
Okay, I'll cure them up.
Before the day's end.
Come here.
I'll call it even hit points, so you're both at full hit points.
Sick. Good.
Don't worry too much about that.
We got to take him where? Oh, it's Carsari.
Well, okay, so...
Literally the other side of the world.
So far away.
All right, so you're going to go to a tavern.
You might want to get into the tavern. Daytime, but it's so cold.
All right.
It's actually starting to be painful.
Okay, we need to go. I'm going to try and go to tavern. We need to ask somebody, if we a cage or something, we can put him in.
Like
transport,
box,
a prison
There's
or some
a
shit.
Map of the town for those who are interested.
Shotgun.
Sorry, I was handing it to him as you said shotgun.
Yeah.
Also, just straight up not sorry. Sorry. Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Okay, I see.
Here's a thing that I've noticed, and maybe listeners have noticed too, but whenever Adam is like, here is a thing, Ali is always the first one to, it's my give it now.
That's not true.
Yes.
It's
it is.
Not,
every
it's
single
mine,
time.
Give it now. It's
I
want to
say
it first.
Ironic, considering how much information she retains.
That got be good.
So, what are the buildings that are out there? If you want to read them out,
granary.
Ali looked actually put out that Jackson did it for her.
A granary.
Uh-huh.
Where they hold grannies.
Granary to keep the grands happy.
I thought it was a great. No, it does.
Granary.
It looks like a granary.
I think I might have misspelt it on the map.
No, you pronounce it a granary.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 96% sure.
96%.
4% though is what fucks you.
Yeah, it gets me.
There is some buildings. There's a town hall, a blacksmith, general store, a tavern. That's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there's some other arrows.
So one of those arrows is not necessarily important right now, but will become important later. The one that points
north? The
one
that says north.
Yeah, the one that points north. Don't read that out just yet because that's going to relate to some stuff happening later. But the one south is, you feel free to read.
Mm. All right. So we've got a town hall, a tavern, general store, blacksmith, granaries. Cool. So we're in Valfhaven.
Valhaven.
Valfhaven. There's an F.
Valf. All right. Cool. Okay.
Valf.
All right. So let's go to the tavern, yeah?
Mm-hmm. What's the name of the tavern?
The Swinging Dog.
All right. Oh, tell me that the little tavern... You know, they got the hanging sign.
It's a pole that a dog is hanging from.
Oh, I was imagining a hung dog, like it had done crime.
No.
Oh, that's horrible.
No, it's like the hang in there cat. It's not nearly that morbid. It's like the hang in there cat, but it's a dog instead.
In Valfhaven's history, what happened was someone's grain was not growing good, and they saw a dog, and they blamed the dog.
Accused of witchcraft.
Dog accused of witchcraft. They found it guilty. And also a contempt of court, so they hung it till death.
On the count of 16 counts of murder, how do you plead? Right.
I'm pretty sure that was a guilt by admission.
Hang him.
Get him good.
Anyway, okay, so it's just like the hang in there cat, but a dog.
Yeah.
Neat. All right, we'll head in. Be warm.
Okay, so you are the only people in the tavern.
Oh.
There's not even a bartender right now.
Is there a fire going?
There is a fire going, okay. So as soon as you step inside, instant, oh, thank God. Maybe the thought of going over to the bar and stealing some liquor crosses your mind, but you're like, no fire, please.
Right.
It's cold as sin outside. Like,
grab Ichkva and put in your fire as well.
Call out for someone as well. Hello? Anyone there?
A tinkling sound comes from upstairs, and then you hear feet on stairs, and then a portly, pleasant-looking gentleman comes in. He's very unassuming-looking.
You look pleasant.
he's not too tall, he's not too short, he's not too fat, he's a very average-looking man.
He's just right. The Goldilocks bartender.
Yeah, he's the baby bear's porridge of human beings.
When he sees you guys in the tavern, he cracks this beautiful smile, and he says, "Welcome, my name is Hob Hamlin. I'm the curator or the proprietor of this establishment."
How you doing, Hob?
Passing through, he says?
Yes, for a bit.
We've got a bounty here. We need to get to the other side of world.
How would I make a box for this man?
A box?
To put him in, to keep him in.
Can we put some wheels on the box?
You might want to speak to a carpenter about that.
You got one of those?
I should also say, you're used to dealing with the Nordic people of the north. This man does not look Nordic. He looks human.
Like a southerner.
Essentially. Yeah, like a southerner.
Hmm.
You don't look.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, you don't look like you're from around here.
Probably because I'm not. He says.
Where are you from?
That's not
originally.
Funny.
I
felt like I was in trouble for a second.
Well, I was born not too south of here, but my family is from way down north, way, way down north. He says. I came up here because I
down north.
South. Sorry, did I say north?
Yeah.
North is down enough if you're going down enough.
No, you go to another plane of existence, didn't you know?
Oh, of course, I forgot my studies. Oh.
Yes, I appreciate the solitude, the south, the north. God, you got me.
They're confusing, I got it.
Yes.
Quickly, north, south is a bit confusing.
It's all relative.
Anyway, maybe like the blacksmith or something like that. Maybe build like a light.
There is a blacksmith, yes. He might be able to help you, but I wouldn't advise staying long. There's a storm brewing, and you guys might want to get out of town before that happens.
Fair enough. Where's the storm coming from? North?
Usually they come from the north. That's where,
other plane of existence.
If you speak to the locals, that's where their god sends them from.
No, fair enough. God sends storm all the time.
That's classic god.
So down south, and where's the next town that we need to stop
the
over in?
The nearest town you guys know is, well, the nearest major town, major settlement that you know of is Cold Rose, which is 2 weeks south of here. You are definitely not going to make Cold Rose before that storm hits.
Good.
And it doesn't look like, you guys aren't meteorologists, but it does not look like a good storm. You don't know if you want to be out and about when that storm
hits. Is there any kind of pit stops between here and Cold Rose?
None that you know of.
Was there a time, I asked the people in my team, was there a time limit on when we had to get him back by?
You just need it, well, before he dies of old age.
I don't think so. I mean, it's going to be...
not such a long time.
Let me just get out of the bounty that I...
give it to me.
It says...
I'd like to take it. Can I'd like to take the bounty from him? Because to watch him struggle is painful.
Learn to read. Adam. It's not hard. Children do it. Go to school.
Like tracing A's with my finger is a boom.
I'll teach you to read.
Thank you.
Fuck. We'll stay in this tavern for a few weeks. You'll teach him how to read. I'll bond with the sorcerer. We'll chuff on back to Carcere.
You'll bond with the murderer. Super good.
All right. I don't know. Try and get some information.
Hob? Is that his name?
Hob? Hob Hamlin.
Hob. Hob.
Yeah.
How long does a storm last?
The storm probably won't last too long. I'm sure you can get out there.
No. We can't.
Like, no, hang on. Did you have, like, horses or something that we can maybe speed up our travel?
Horses. No, I don't have any horses. Like, I don't think anyone in town has a horse.
Oh, never mind then. That was my next question.
Sorry. Look, he gestures to... you're the only one who took a bow, right?
Yes.
A competent longbow. Yeah, he gestures to the bow you have slung over your shoulder. That's the bow of a frost folk, right? I can tell from the woodwork. I assume the frostfolk didn't give it over willingly.
Not
you
at
can
all.
Kill a frostfolk, you can weather the storm, you'll be fine.
Yeah, but But like storm is like cold and shit. Frost giant though, frostfolk is a man.
It's just a shithead.
Okay.
Like
he puts up his hands.
Like I can't fight storm.
I guess I can't persuade my potential customers too hard, he says. I'm sorry. When I get an idea in my head, I just don't let go of it.
I just like, look, I'd like to leave because we've got this pretty dangerous criminal that we need to get out of here.
We got to put him in a box.
But
well, you want to speak to the blacksmith
I'll do that.
But like, when do you reckon the storm will hit?
What do we got, like a day, a week?
Well, the storm's hitting now.
Because like, yeah, we need to
It's probably going to get worse. The locals refer to these as what's the word? It's like a blind mist or something like that. It's going to get really bad.
We need about a few hours just to kind of like restock, get the rations.
You
want
to go to the general store for that?
Get some rations, get stuff, because if it's going to take a 2 week travel, plus with storm, probably 3 week, 4 week maybe, and we got an extra mouth to feed now, it's going to take a little bit of planning.
Tell you what, first off, sorry for pushing so hard, and second off getting a free little thing to get you hooked on the taste, but I happen to have a very unique beverage to this part of the world called honeymead. I think you guys should try it.
Yes!
All right. Let's try some of that first.
Okay, so we have
just a quick disclaimer, he says, as he brings them up. Well, these are free, so, you know, take them, but there is no actual honey in them. They're just called honeymead.
I was going to say, thank you so much for your offer, Hob, but look, we've got some stuff to do first.
No, how about please. Like I said, when I get a thing in my head...
I'll drink it.
Yes, Jackson and I have drank the honeymead.
I will have nursed it.
Good. That was great. Was it great?
it was nice. Yeah, it warms you, actually. As you drink it, you feel the fire warms you from the outside. The honeymead warms you from the inside.
I'm toasty.
Look around. So do you have a couple rooms available to stay perhaps for a couple of until the storm passes?
He looks a little hesitant at that statement. He's like, your friend, he's not going to cause any trouble.
If we put him in a box. I'm going to leave and go look for a box.
Will Chet be able to find a suitable box to put Ikvar in? Find out next time on Northern Bounty, a D&D is for Nerds side quest adventure.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The Further Adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.